Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, my phone is just sitting here, and thank you very much, Beth and Jim and Julie. They just started following me on that Instagram account. That's Steve Dale's Pet World, where I offer pet tips, not on a daily basis, somewhat close to that. Good morning. Happy Easter. Happy Passover to all of you. And to also Alderman Villegas, Alderman Gilbert Villegas of the 36th Ward. Good morning, Alderman.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you for joining us so early on a Sunday morning, an Easter Sunday morning also. So I saw somewhere, it might have been in the newspaper, that going forward, citizens, if this passes, and you have to explain this to me, this new ordinance, will be able to identify a dog, usually a dog, but a pet, in distress in an automobile, and rescue that animal. And I will say, you know, when I posted this on Facebook, this little story that I wrote about it, I received some comments saying, well, that's not right. That's not fair to the person who has that car. Well, how about the dog? And I will tell you, and some people said, well, educate people instead. Well, yes, but I've been trying to do that, and I'm not alone. The animal welfare organizations for now decades, and I still report every year, not necessarily in Chicago, but every year I do report of dogs that have died in hot cars. I mean, for Christ's sakes, there are infants, little babies that die in hot cars every year. We report on it, let alone our pets. So something needs to be done, and I think you're about to do that, Alderman.
Yeah. So just recently on last week, Wednesday, we passed an ordinance that I had to strip it down a little bit because the Chicago Police Department was concerned, given all the issues taking place right now with carjackings, and I had to strip it down a little bit. And initially, I introduced an ordinance that would have been called the Good Samaritan ordinance that would have allowed citizens that saw an animal that was in distress, the ability to rescue the animal. 18 states are doing that now. Allow for that to happen. Illinois does not. So I introduced it at the Chicago level, at the municipal level. However, like I said, CPD had some concerns, so I stripped it down, and now we're going to work towards passing it at the state level through a resolution. So in Chicago right now, we have the ability, what will happen now if the animals are in distress, is that the police department and or the animal control center will have the ability to rescue that animal. The civilian won't right now, but we're going to work at the state level to get that introduced.
Okay, now as far as the state level goes, if I could help you in any way, let me know. So let's say you identify a dog that seems in distress. Usually it is a dog in a hot car.
Yep.
Do you call 311 or do you call 911? And I'm hoping the answer is the latter.
Yep, you call 911. And what happens is that the police department or the animal control officer will come out there and have that ability to free that animal. Now, that being said, let me just quantify that if... Let's say that you're there, you're a civilian. Like, if I'm there as a civilian and I see an animal in distress and it looks like he or she's been there for a long time, I'm going to help the animal. I'll free the animal and I'll deal with the consequences later just because the simple fact that I wouldn't want to see a dog die in front of me while I'm waiting for emergency response. I'll deal with the consequences later. And I think CPD will have to take a look at that as these cases come on a case-by-case basis. But I wanted to legislate it. However, we're going to have to do it at the state level.
So let's Let me back up a little bit on what you just said. So it's like the airline incident that recently happened. So someone stowed a little dog up in the area where we put our luggage above our heads on an airplane. The dog died because there's no air up there, and dogs and people kind of need oxygen to breathe. I think that's a prerequisite, and there was none. So the dog yelped and barked a bit, and no one jumped to the dog's defense for inexplicable reasons. And one of those reasons might be, I wasn't on the airplane, I don't know, but might be it's against the law. It really is not to listen to flight attendants. So once the airplane is on its way, by law, federal law, you have to listen to flight attendants. So maybe, maybe not, but maybe that had something to do with it. So similarly, you're not supposed to break into someone's car, even if you see currently, in Illinois, currently, to your point, that may be changed, if you see a dog in clear distress. But you're saying, as a citizen, what you would personally do is jump in there and do the right thing and then deal with any consequences later?
Yes, that's me personally, yeah. And I think that on a case-by-case basis, the CPD will have to take a look at that and kind of determine what the intent was. So that's kind of where we're at now. But in the meantime, what we hope to do is that starting probably May, right before it begins to get a little bit warmer, Chicago Animal Control Center is going to put together some PSAs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be informing the public about, as it gets warmer, you know, even if it's 70 degrees, 80 degrees outside, it gets real hot inside a vehicle quickly, and try to educate the public so that way when they do take their animal for a chore or go to pay a bill or something like that, and they leave the vehicle in the car, that they understand that they cannot do that and they shouldn't do that, and just, you know, be better off just leaving the dog at home where it can be comfortable in its own environment.
Yep, I very much agree with you. And as I say, unfortunately, every year I continue to report on animals being locked in hot cars and then suffering ultimate forever consequences, if you will.
Yeah.
And how hot does it get? So people are under the mistaken notion that if you crack open the window just a little bit. And by the way, Alderman, maybe you can do something about this. You're an alderman. You have the power to do something about it. Why am I talking on Easter Sunday about hot weather and it's only like 30 degrees outside? You need to change that.
Well, that's going to be next month. We'll introduce that ordinance.
So people do think that it's not going to happen to me, or I'm only running in for 5 minutes, but then they end up being inside that store for 10 minutes. That's not a lot of time. But I did a video, and I can send you a link to that video if you like. I was wearing my wife's fake fur coat just to demonstrate, and it was 80 degrees, but it wasn't like terribly hot outside. But it was hot enough, and we demonstrated. We had a GoPro camera to see how hot I was getting, and to watch me, but also to watch the thermometer, which went up to something like 130 degrees in less than 10 minutes. And it only went up to 130 because that's as high as the thermometer would go. And then the thermometer kind of broke. So, it really does get hotter than we might ever think. And the notion I had several times is instinct, you know, get out of the car. But I knew they were videotaping and I couldn't, or at least open up the window, do something, and I couldn't do that either. And dogs don't have thumbs. They can't do it.
No, that's true. It gets hot quick. People would be surprised. And I would love to see that link to determine how quickly it got warm in that vehicle.
I'll send it to you. It's entertaining to watch me suffer, but it's not too entertaining to watch dogs suffer. So you did the right thing, and you've been doing that for our companion animals, Alderman Villegas, for a long time. Thank you so very much for getting up early this morning for us, and again, happy Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter to everyone, and a happy Passover as well.
Thank you. We know that pets aren't like family. We've been talking about this. They are family. And that's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. That's the whole idea. They are there 24/7. Every day of the year, every moment of the year, they really are there. MedVet is also an accredited VECCES Level 1 trauma center. What that means in English, by the way, is that you know how there are trauma centers for all of us? You know, certain hospitals are trauma centers. They're exceedingly prepared to do whatever you need them to do, and they're there all the time for you. Well, MedVet Chicago is exactly that in Chicago, but for our pets. You can learn more at 773-281-7110, medvetforpets.com, or call 773-281-7110. Easter Sunday, what do you do on Easter Sunday? You watch a dog show, of course. We'll be talking to Jane Vitale of North Shore Animal League America about one of their humane education programs and how just by sending a tweet boasting about your own dog, you can help raise money for them. We're not taking money out of your pocket. We're taking it out of Purina's pocket. You'll see what I mean in a moment. Good morning, Steve Dale on WGN Radio. It is 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. Check out WGNplus.com. You can find so many, 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 many podcasts, including my own. You know, you're familiar with Steve Dale's Pet World. I'm on the radio every week and on Bill and Wendy's show, on Patty Vasquez, on Steve Cochran, I Adopt Out Dogs, etc., etc. But you may not be familiar with Steve Dale's Other World. That is where I do interviews about all sorts of topics, other topics. And I have, well, coming Monday, we talk about, and he's become a YouTube sensation. What he does is he finds bloopers in original old vintage TV shows. So my favorite is I Love Lucy. And he found all of these bloopers that you would never find. I knew about some of them. But it's really interesting as to how he finds these and then what they might be if you're an I Love Lucy fan and who isn't. Also, one that's up now on Magical Mexico. They have actually said, okay, these cities are magical. What makes them magical? WGN Plus, and you can go to WGNradio.com and then just look for WGN Plus on top. It says, I don't know, air personalities, and it says your favorite shows, and it says WGN Plus, and click on WGN Plus, and you will find me. You can call or text 312-981-7200, and people are doing just that. Dear Steve, I want to wish you a happy Easter and a happy Passover. Thank you very much. Steve, I'm wondering if you're familiar with the Golden Retriever Lifetime Study. I am. And apparently you, in 847, have a dog named Sasha, who is dog number 301 in this study. And what they're doing is the Morris Animal Foundation is following Golden Retrievers throughout their entire lives and finding out what's happening with them, documenting their medical conditions, behavior changes, anything at all. I love this study. There's nothing like it, and there are hundreds and hundreds of dogs involved in the study. And hopefully at the end of it, I mean, what motivated the study to happen in the first place is we do believe more dogs overall are living longer than ever before. Same true with cats. But Golden Retrievers, there is a subset. In fact, they're not living longer. They're living far less. And it's certain types of cancer that seem to be hitting them, often early in life. And we're going to find out about what's really happening. We're going to get some real data as a result of this study. On the phone right now, Jane Vitale of a great organization. It is North Shore Animal League America. Jane, you are on WGN Radio. Good morning to you, and happy Easter and Passover. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's happy Easter and happy Passover.
Thank
you. Great to talk to you to start the day off.
Well, thank you for getting up early. And listen, I'm so excited because what would you do on Sunday today, Easter Sunday, except watch a dog show? And it is on the USA Network. It is the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. It is on later today. At let me look up the times here. I think it's 12 noon in Chicago. And as I do that, pardon me?
Yep, I said
Okay. And as I do that, I want to tell folks that there is an easy way you could boast about your own dog in just a sentence or two in social media, such as Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. You can explain why your dog is the best. And of course, your dog is the best. And you benefit from all that. And by the way, it's at 6 o'clock. I apologize. 6 o'clock PM Eastern Time. 5 o'clock right here in Chicago. And that is the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. That is on the USA Network. How does that benefit by me in social media saying, oh, my dog's wonderful because my dog loves the sofa and so do I? Just by saying that, we help to raise money for you. How does that happen?
Yes, so we are just thrilled and honored to be partnering with Purina on this. Through Purina's generosity and support, they are raising awareness for shelter pets through our Muttigrees program. Now, this Muttigrees program that Nurture Animal League America has, Steve, it's a social-emotional curriculum that is in schools and libraries across the country, and it's twofold, which is it was developed by Yale Childhood Studies Center to create, really was made to create a social and emotional learning curriculum. And we at North Shore Animal League America thought, well, what better way to teach that than to bridge it with humane education, to make it experiential, to bring it to life. And what we've done is we've brought it into schools, and we're connecting children with dogs and raising awareness for shelter pets. So we're really excited about it because through rescue, you're giving animals a second chance. And then these wonderful, wonderful Muttigrees, as we call them, which, of course, is a play on the word pedigrees, is going into schools and rescuing children, helping children.
And the thought is that if we can be more humane to animals, not only are we doing the right thing for animals, but we grow up, these kids grow up being more humane to one another.
That's right. That's right. The curriculum really focuses on teaching children to be more empathetic, teaching resiliency, teaching them to really come out of themselves and begin to think about other human beings and other living creatures, which is really, it sounds like a simple thing, but that lesson is actually very hard, as we know, probably even for adults, right, to think about something other than yourself. And in school, this is always, in the classroom, this is always a challenge. And bringing dogs into the classroom has just been really a phenomena. And the thing, too, is we know that mental health is a serious issue in our country, and it's a major concern, and children with mental health issues are affecting 1 out of 5 children. And it's just amazing. We don't really know why the dogs do it. I mean, there is this program is based on cutting-edge research that is happening now because we are finding that dogs at one time couldn't live without us, but now we really can't live without dogs.
That's true. So all you have to do, Jane, you know this, but for everyone else, on any social media platform, hashtag BH Dog Show is in Beverly Hills, BH Dog Show, tag at Purina. Purina donates money. That's all you do, and in
That's
one sentence
right.
or so, explain why your dog is the best ever. So you get to say great things about your dog, and you guys get money. Money, money, money. And
That's
I'm all for
right.
that because it's the Muttigrees program. North Shore Animal League America is a great program. Again, hashtag BH Dog Show and tag at Purina. Jane, thank you so much for getting up early with us.
Oh, Steve, thanks so much. And remember, everybody, your dog is a star, and let us know why. That's all you have to do.
Exactly.
And Purina donates up to $25,000.
Okay. Thank you, Jane.
Thanks, Steve. See you soon, I hope.
Yes, yes. In fact, North Shore Animal League America, I'm told they're coming to Chicago. I don't recall when, sometime this summer, and we'll have them in studio. If you've been thinking about this, well, I want to buy one of those pillows that I've been hearing about on the radio. Now's the time to do it. My Pillow's offering, get this, their 4-pack special at half off. And they have a 60-night money-back guarantee. You can try one out, and if you don't believe it's the best pillow you've ever owned, You can return it within 60 days for a full refund. No questions asked. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special graphic, and type in the promo code WGN. There you'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows at half off. MyPillows has helped tens of millions of people get the best sleep of their lives. It's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you've ever owned. It's machine washable, dryable, and made in the U.S. Call 800-299-9579 or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WGN. That's MyPillow.com or call 800-299-9579. Use the promo code WGN for half off MyPillow's four-pack special.